Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about a very painful and frightening subject, the rise of Nazism in the United States and in Europe lately. We'd like to understand, where does it come from and where is it taking us? Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, we saw the protests in Charlottesville. We saw the counter-protests in the United States and in Europe. And really, the feeling is one of shock. How could it be that we see Nazism on the rise, raising its head so openly in the United States of 2017, as if we have learned nothing from the 20s, the 30s, the 40s of the 20th century, that humanity suffered so much as a result, not only the Jews, and people just can't understand what is it about this ideology that still appeals to people. So what we want to understand is the rationale behind this phenomenon that seems so irrational. What is it about this ideology, and why is it returning in our times? First of all, we have to get rid of all of our emotions. If we look at things through our emotions, we can't see anything. Emotions simply shut everything. Either I love it, or I hate it, I'm in favor, or I'm in favor of something else, and then we don't understand anything. If we really want to understand what's going on, we have to see the laws of nature, how humanity is developing. And maybe then we'll understand why are we reaching these kinds of regimes time and time again. All in all, what we need here is the wisdom of Kabbalah that explains the human nature, which is the ego, the so-called evil inclination, which is the desire to receive pleasure at the expense of someone or something, doesn't matter. The main thing is that I will receive pleasure. It is a desire that exists in everyone. And the more this desire grows in us, the desire to receive pleasure, the desire to control, the desire to develop, the desire to simply be in everything, to acquire everything. This desire actually determines our behavior, and it develops in all of humanity. Of course, there are societies and different parts of humanity that are developing more quickly or less quickly, and also in different ways, in terms of character and everything. And therefore, we have to see how various it all is, and all in all, how all of humanity is advancing. If we look at humanity as a whole, we see that the most developed part, the most advanced part, not that it's most developed, but advanced in terms of technology, modern economy, things that our ego appreciates, is Europe. And therefore, everyone's looking at Europe, and everyone's learning from what's happening there, because what's happening today in Europe maybe will happen tomorrow in our countries, in Africa, China, South America, and so on. Besides, we learn that the development of our ego leads us to build a different human, more advanced society every time. And this is how we advanced. We came down from the trees, we went into caves, we came out of the caves, we built houses, we started dividing the work between us. I'm a goat herder, and you're a farmer, and he's something else, and so on and so forth. And this is how we came to have different professions, separate families, even countries and nations. And we reached slavery. And in the past, this was something very progressive and acceptable. And then, after many years, we reached even more advanced societies. It's all according to our growing ego. And it forced us to change our relations. So we called the different kinds of relations between us orders, formations, different kinds of societies, but it all depends on our ever-growing ego. And as it says, initially I've created the evil inclination. So this is how it's developing to a greater and greater evil. And every time we're trying to arrange our nature, our evil, where, what can we do? This is how we are. Everyone wants only for their own benefit. So we arrange different rules so that we won't be able to openly use our ego in a bad way, but according to a certain order. We decide on certain acceptable forms of behavior as much as we can. So we have prisons and the penal system and also the educational system. We have culture and so on. And this is how we advance. This is how humanity advances. And after the period of slavery, we came to the Middle Ages. And after the Middle Ages, capitalism, and it goes along with the development of science and politics and the French Revolution, suppose, and what came after it. It all comes together on several levels in which humanity is interconnected in. Until we came to capitalism, which is already relative freedom for people, there are no slaves, even there are no elites, kings, different hierarchies. The only hierarchy is a monetary one, according to how much money you have. And anyone can make it. We can see that it's happening to this day, like with Google, Facebook, and so on. People succeed. They have an idea. They realize it. And then they jump to the peak of society. And we know the names. And then capitalism started coming to an end. Because everything in our world, in our reality, in our society does. And it brought, if not socialism, but also, we can say socialism. I'm not talking about Russia, because there is something very strange and different. But like in Northern Europe and so on, we also have a kind of socialism in France, in England, in Germany, welfare countries. Yeah. Welfare countries is a different aspect of it. And so we've reached a state, after World War II especially, that accelerated development in the direction of liberalism, meaning everyone's free, anyone can do as they please, everyone has their freedom, as long as a person doesn't harm society. Also, there's a question, what does it mean to harm or not to harm? But unless a person harms society, he can do whatever he wants. We developed very much from the times of slavery or vassals, like in the Middle Ages, and also capitalism. And so what happens is that we have reached a state where everything's allowed, ultra-liberalism, meaning the ego is free to do as it pleases. And here, we went into a certain deviation, an unclear situation. What do we do next? Along with it comes industry and the financial industry and the cultural and educational systems, and everything is coming to a big shattering, destruction. The educational system, for sure, nothing's left of it. Besides, I'd say, a system for the acquisition of knowledge. It doesn't bring up people, but just gives them a profession. And also the rest of the things. We have nothing left of the culture that we used to have, the classical culture and so on. But everyone does whatever they feel like. Now, the relations between parents and children, people don't want to get married, don't want to have a family. There's a lot of unemployment because of the automation and robotization. And turns out that we have lost all of the previous ties that necessarily connected us with one another, because we needed them in order to survive. Today, I don't owe anyone anything. I can do as I please, and no one can say anything. And my children also treat me and everyone else that way. If they want to acquire knowledge, get a profession, please, but for sure they don't want education. And we've reached a state where we're not at a crossroads. We simply don't know where to go. It's not that there are several paths or ways in front of us, but there is nothing. And this way, once again, we discover in society Nazism, fascism. And so here's the question. Why does it happen the way it does? Is it really a natural phenomenon that's supposed to be revealed this way? And we see that, yes, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is a very precise answer to it, that our world has reached complete freedom, where no one owes anyone anything. And this is so that everyone will be able to do the math for themselves, that the correct form of humanity is connection. For us to become like the global integral nature, where in nature, in the still, the vegetative, and the animate, everything is interconnected, and only humanity isn't. And this is in order to allow it to interconnect by itself through its own recognition and exertion, understanding. And so what follows is that this is something that we don't understand. We don't want to listen to what the wisdom of Kabbalah has to say about it. And humanity doesn't know where to go. And according to the general plan of reality, we have to become round. We have to become interconnected like nature. And if our nature is egoistic, then also our connection becomes egoistic. And then we connect in our ego. And this is exactly the Nazi fascist regimes that we see on the horizon. And this is something that will come true, specifically this way. It already happened in Germany, and it happened back then in Germany because it was the most developed country in the world about 100 years ago. And today, it came and it's coming to many different countries and societies, that they're all becoming fascist societies. Because it's connection. Nature is forcing us to connect. And we, according to the call of the hour, we decide how to connect, either egoistically, which is fascism, or altruistically, which is the so-called last generation, what the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us about. And this is what's ahead, one of the two. And so we're really at a crossroads. This is what Kabbalists see, and others don't. Others see that there's only one way, that the Nazi regime is being revealed now, and it'll develop, and it wants to rule the world. And then it'll determine, since it's according to the egoistic desire, then this regime will determine that we have white, yellow, red, black, and who's more, who's less important. So obviously white is the most important, then maybe yellow, then maybe red, and then maybe black. And then accordingly, there will be selection in humanity. This is one thing. Another thing is that there is great hatred towards Jews, because the Jews, they're the bearers of the method of connection, which is the opposite to fascism. And subconsciously they understand and feel this, like the rest of humanity. And therefore, humanity, with its Nazi head, will be glad to get rid of the Jews, to eradicate them from the world. Even though that we already know these things, and it happened more than once in history, both with the Ahasuerus, with the Greeks and the Romans, and many times with Nebuchadnezzar and so on. But all these things are repeating themselves because we're not realizing the method of connection that exists in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed once again in our times in order for us to realize the connection correctly. And so, once again, our generation is at a crossroads. Either we advance egoistically in fascism, and of course it'll first happen in the United States, because on the one hand it's one country and not many countries like in Europe, and on the other hand it has all the different types of humanity, where of course the white Anglo-Saxons, the Germans, and there are many of them in the United States, they will want to determine their order. And we'll see how they'll behave. I don't think that they'll start attacking the blacks, and then the red, and then the yellow, in order to do something to them. But they'll start with the Jews, because there's a lot of money, and they're a minority in the American society. And they also have justification to do it. They won't even do it with their hands, but through the hands of the Afro-Americans or someone else. There are many options. This is what I think. And also in Europe, we'll see, like in America, that very quickly fascism is on the rise. As if all these years did not go by, suddenly we'll see them coming out of all of their holes with their flags and their symbols and everything they had. As if the years did not go by. As if we're 70, 80, 100 years ago. And all this is happening while the people of Israel that bear a different method of connection in them, not an egoistic but an altruistic one, they can do it and realize it and teach all of humanity and explain that the other path is a dead end, but it is up to the people of Israel. Meaning, the people of Israel will have no other option but to either disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, the method, the correct method of connection to everyone, or the gas chambers. So I understand that we've reached a certain form of governance, which is there in order to create some kind of order, a framework for a person, because otherwise people don't know how to behave and how to keep themselves safe, right? But as we have reached a capitalistic, liberal form of governance that aspires for liberty and human rights and so on, gradually the institutions we have built are starting to fall apart, but there is nothing instead of it. We find ourselves without a framework, without anything, in order for us to find the right way to connection. It's something that can't force itself upon us. Okay, so I want to understand, if this is the direction to find something new, and because it's not coming, why are we going back to the past and to such a bad option that we all know what it's leading to? No one knows that it's bad. Why is it bad? It's connection. It unites the nation. It strengthens the nation. It introduces some kind of an order, regime, a good, nice behavior between parents and children. Everyone has their place. It's German character. And we mustn't forget that the white people in America mostly came from Germany. In the past, there was even a question, what will be the main language in the United States, English or German? So I want to ask about this ideology. Those people that think that this is the right ideology, the big philosophers, the big ideologists, they had a very developed perception of what they wanted to achieve. Hitler, he talked about this not simply being a religious or a political movement, but it is a desire to restructure, reshape man. And they explained that it's based on nature, that if in nature there's hierarchy and the strong rules, and it doesn't allow different weak forms to exist, man has to behave this way too. This is the rationale. Yeah, they have what to base their ideology on, the fascists. Okay, so I want to understand from you, how strong is their ideology? Is it because it's based on something natural? Of course, something natural. They see that humanity is divided into four races, four types. And there are the more successful, less successful, and this is how it was all throughout history. And from here, we can decide, determine who has to exist more, exist less, who's in power and who's not. And if we look at things according to our ego, this is how it is. You can't do anything about it. We see it from history, from human development. The white people develop much more. Later on, maybe the yellow part. Then the red part, suppose. And then the black part. And to this day, we see that that's how it works. And this is how it somehow happens naturally, but this is what we see. And this is what the fascist ideology bases itself on. And they have very developed theories. The Germans, all in all, they were very strong in philosophy and all this kind of development. And therefore, there's nothing to argue with them about unless we take a completely different method. But in that method, there's nothing that you can tell them. What did Stalin do? He did the same, only from the other side. The same. Same ideology, only in a different way. What does this ideology do? Connection. It connects the people. Only how? According to the ego, and on the way to connection, many people are killed. This is those that are standing in the way of our connection. It's very simple. We have to understand the laws of nature, the forces of nature are pressuring humanity, mankind, and are forcing mankind to connect. And if we follow the ego, then we have no choice. We will build a Nazi regime. And therefore, Baal HaSulam writes that it's not necessarily a phenomena that happened in Germany. It'll happen in any other place because it is a natural phenomenon that develops naturally in nature. And therefore, don't say about the Germans, they did it first because they were most developed. That's it. What's working in them? You're saying that it's nature. The desire to determine their race, this form, as superior, that this is what the ego, my ego, dictates. Germany above all else. Trump says it in America. America first, and so on. So what's their mistake? Whose? The mistake of the fascists. Their mistake is that this unity, it can't carry on for a long time. They reach a certain peak, and then they're being destroyed and killed because the general goal of the world is to be connected, yes, but to be connected by the good forces of connection and not by the bad forces of connection. Why? Because the fascists that are headed towards connection, they want to destroy everyone else, for them to remain the masters, and everyone else will be either slaves or won't be at all. This is what they want. And the law by which humanity is developing is that everyone has to reach an equal kind of connection and equality and love among everyone. And this is something that exists only in the wisdom of Kabbalah and can be done only by the upper force and not by our ego. We can do it only above our ego. And so humanity is at a crossroads. Either we take the path of fascism or Kabbalah, one of the two. And therefore the fascists, instinctively, they hate the Jews most because they are the bearers of the method of connection which is opposite to them. Dr. Leitman, this is a really interesting topic. Unfortunately, our time's up. We'll get back to you with many more questions. Thank you. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.